By taking accurate measurements of the distance between the Earth and the Moon, day after day, year after year, for nearly four decades, an incredibly precise map of the Moon's orbit has been produced. But the results have thrown up something very odd. The actual orbit of the Moon is different to that predicted by Newton.
It turns out that simple Newton's laws of gravity really don't answer all of the questions. For the data that existed, it was good. Newton really had a good formula. But as we get better and better data, we find that that's not exactly right.
If you use Newton's law of gravity to predict where the Moon should be, then the Moon is in the wrong place. Peter's results disagree with Newton's by about 10 meters. That may not sound much, but it means Newton got it wrong.
You've got to explain your observations, and Newton's gravitational theory just doesn't do it anymore. The observations are so accurate that we need something else.